Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. We right now have a very special guest as the Dodgers are coming to town, taking on the New York Yankees for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus. And who better to join us than the one, the only Heidi Watney? Thank you so much for joining us on a show like this with two amazing teams going at it head to head.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting series this weekend for sure. I mean, this is the World Series matchup that everybody wants, right?
Yeah, well, that was my first question off the bat. I mean, is this obviously the Dodgers are not in first place right now. The Phillies are the hottest team coming in the NL, but the Yankees are the number one team right now in the AL. You would think that this is the odds-on favorite for the World Series.
You would think. I mean, the Phillies, you can't count out what the Phillies have done. I mean, as hot as the Yankees have been, the Phillies have been equally as hot in the early going this season. But the Dodgers, they're built to perform, and Andrew Friedman is not going to stop. That 2020 World Series championship was not enough for him, and you have to believe that they're going to be pretty active at this trade deadline to solidify that bottom of their order to get a little more stability in there.
You know, I mean, you talk about a stacked team. Like, the Dodgers are stacked. They made the moves for Yamamoto. Yeah. They made the moves for Shohei Ohtani. Obviously, the financial flexibility with being deferring all that money. You got Mookie Betts locked up. There's so many different pieces that are locked in right now. How do they? What do they have to give up? Or what are they willing? How deep are they willing to go at the trade deadline? Are they going to go for an all-star piece and a free agent that to be, or are they just going to try to just piece it out and see what, like, maybe a role player type of thing?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, they spend $1 billion in free agency this offseason, so I can't see them standing pat, especially just with the way their roster has been performing. Look, the top of their lineup is as good as, I mean, better than most people in baseball. You got Mookie, Shohei, Freddie, Will Smith, and even Teoscar Hernandez, Jason Hayward is having a great year. But then you get to the bottom of their order and it kind of falls off a cliff. They've been waiting for Gavin Lux to come around. It just hasn't happened for them. I could see them going for kind of a corner outfielder or second baseman, or possibly moving Mookie over to second base, take a page out of the Padres notebook and sign a shortstop since Padres seem to have him at every position. I don't see them standing pat. I see them making a move. They didn't spend the money they spent this offseason to sit here and wonder if they're going to be able to top the Phillies and get to the World Series, if they're going to be able to top the Yankees. This is going to be a great litmus test because the Dodgers come in over the past month. They've been about .500. They haven't been playing up to their full potential. The Yankees come in piping hot. But I think it'll give a little jolt to the Dodgers to come into Yankee Stadium this weekend. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Do you think the Dodgers had any remorse in the fact that obviously they were hoping for Gavin Lux to step it up, but you know, mm-hmm. they did have two of the best shortstops come through their system. You know, they had, I mean, Corey Seager was there, Trey Turner was there, and they, you know, mm-hmm. the Rangers win a World Series with Corey Seager. The Turner's now with the Phillies, who they're if it's not the Dodgers, it's probably going to be the Phillies that are coming out of the NL. And do you think that they made a mistake? Obviously, you know, we're talking about, we'll get to Juan Soto in a second, But the fact is that they were there in L.A. They had the opportunity to wine and dine them, and they let them walk.
Yeah, and you know, by all accounts, with Corey Seager, I think he was happy there and he wanted to stay there. Trey Turner, I think he wanted to go back east, but ideally, and you know, he and Bryce are really close, and all of that happened there. But I think that they thought very highly of Gavin Lux. And hey, without the injury to Gavin last year, where he lost a year of playing time when he was young, I mean, you never know what could have happened. And I think they're still holding out a little bit of hope. But at this point, they're in a win now mode, and they can't just keep waiting on a player to hit his potential. But yeah, you look at Corey Seager and Trey Turner, and you think, gosh, if they had just kept him. But even Hal Steinbrenner said, you can't keep everyone. You can't have all the Aaron Judges and the Shohei Ohtanis and even what Juan Soto is going to command. You can't have that guy in every position on your roster, even if you're the Yankees, even if you're the Dodgers, even if you're Steve Cohen's Mets. You've got to have some, you know, complementary players that are not making the highest salary in Major League Baseball. And they put their money on Gavin Lux, and so far it doesn't seem to be paying off.
No, it does not. Heidi Watney joining us again. Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus. Dodgers, Yankees, 7 p.m. You said the magic word, Heidi, Juan Soto. I mean, that is just that is a fire starter in New York right now. That's what we've been debating every single day for the past few weeks, few months. Is this just a rental for the Yankees? Obviously, you made the comments about Hal Steinbrenner. You know, you can't pay everybody. Yeah. You know, do you see what this is a tryout? This is an audition. He's crushing it in the bleachers. But is Juan Soto going to be a Yankee for life?
Yeah, I keep waiting for like the Cinderella glass slipper to break. I mean, it seems like his presence on this team has completely revitalized the entire lineup. And I know they brought in a couple of other guys, Stroman and Verdugo, who have also been like high energy guys that have infused a lot of enthusiasm into this roster. And it's one of those things, the balance between chemistry and performance. Obviously they're all performing, and so that helps with the chemistry. But Soto just seems like he's thriving. He's built for the environment. You know, players who grow up in the Dominican, I talked to Dave Ortiz a lot about this, and obviously he is a Red Sox for life, but they grow up idolizing those Yankee teams, and the Red Sox play the Yankees a lot. And so I don't know. I haven't asked him about this. I'm hoping to talk to him tomorrow, but I feel like Juan Soto probably grew up thinking the New York Yankees were the creme de la creme of baseball, just where he grew up in his background, and getting to be there now and playing alongside the likes of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, a couple other, you know, big power hitters. They all learn from each other, and you see it when they're talking in between at bats. They're saying, you know, this is what I saw from this guy, and they're really helping each other to be the best player they can be. It's like when Aaron Judge first came to the Yankees and Giancarlo Stanton came there, he said, I can watch him and I can see how pitchers can approach another big bodied guy and see how they plan on attacking me by seeing how they attack him. It just helps each other. So look, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees, I kind of more on the Boris side of this. The cost is only the cost to put another plaque in Monument Pike there, because if you have that kind of generational player who seems to make everyone around him better, you do what you can to lock him up.
All right, this is the crazy question here. How much is it going to take to lock him up? I mean, listen, Heidi, we're talking about Shohei Ohtani, who's making $700 million to pitch and be an offensive player. By the way, he's not pitching this year, and he doesn't see the field. So he's literally just a hitter this year, and we don't even know how many years left of an arm Shohei Ohtani has. So $700 million to do a lot of things, it's not really what we say it was. He's not really a two-way player at the moment, and no, who knows how far it's going to be.
Wow, you are so New York. What have you done for me lately?
Damn right, that's right. Heidi, but listen, Juan Soto, he's 25 years old. The guy's killing it.
Yeah.
He's won a World Series. We see how amazing he can be in the big spot. We see how he plays with Aaron Judge. The sky's the limit. Where do you cap a finance? Like I've said, he's the $1 billion man. Is that too much to expect him to make a $1 billion contract?
So much fun to spend other people's money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. It's pithy, your little $1 billion contract. I like that. However, Shohei Ohtani was paid as a Cy Young caliber pitcher and an MVP caliber hitter. Now, he is not hitting that this year. They knew that going into it. They expect, with the type of player he is, and I expect as well, that he's going to come back to being a dominant pitcher over the course of the 10-year career. Now, depending on who's doing your accounting, it's either $700 million or what about $450 with the defers.
Right.
So it's significantly less with the deferrals and, you know, a problem for somebody else down the road potentially, although I don't see this Dodgers ownership group going anywhere. I do think it's going to be in the $500 million range. And I think the price tag keeps going up with the year that Soto is having and the camaraderie on that club. And, you know, you heard Hal Steinbrenner and Aaron Judge's free agent year saying, well, you know, there's got to be a limit to what you can spend. We want him back, but there's got to be a limit. And then what did he do? He's like, yeah, we'll tack on another year. And we'll make you the captain. We'll do whatever it takes to get you to come back. Please come back. And it's obviously worked out for the Yankees. So if Aaron Judge wants Soto back and Hal Steinbrenner wants Soto back, I have a feeling that there's a good chance the Yankees are going to be one of the top bidders for Soto's services, and it seems like he really likes it there. And I do think that number is going to go high, although I don't think it gets close. I could be wrong, but I don't think it gets close to the $700 million figure that Shohei got.
Hey, listen, he's going to be playing for a long time. He's, you know, again, 25 years old right now. He's in his prime. Shohei, at 30, got a huge contract. You never know. But there is one thing, Heidi, you also mentioned a little, threw out another name, Steve Cohen. He is going to shake this whole thing up. Again, Heidi Watney joining us right now of Friday Night Baseball, you know, on Apple TV Plus, Yankees, Dodgers. But Steve Cohen wants to have a say in this. How much do you really, in order to get, I mean, obviously what's going on with the Mets this year is just, you know, for Mets fans out there, it's another waste of a season, embarrassing. You know, we've seen all the ups and downs with the Jorge Lopez thing just recently. You know, things have gotten better with the 3-game winning streak, but now they're going to London. Who knows what's going to happen out there. But Steve Cohen, if he has a say in this, I mean, in order for him to really convince Juan Soto to be here, you know, it's going to take a lot of money. How much more do you think that they would be willing to offer to get Juan Soto here?
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I think they'd have to offer significantly more. I think that, look, Steve Cohen and what he's doing to help turn around or try and turn around the Mets is certainly remarkable. But I think he's also learning you can't just throw money at a problem. You can't buy culture. And that is what the Mets seem to need to work on from the ground up. Now, bringing in David Stearns, that's going to be huge for the organization. It just takes some time to turn things around. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't just go like, I want to buy all the best players and throw them on the field together and see how it comes out in the wash. It doesn't work like that. So I think the Mets are learning that. And Steve Cohen certainly learned that over the last couple of years. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to make every effort to land Juan Soto. But, you know, look, I am a person whose heartstrings get tugged at all the time. I'm a vibes person. I'm a chemistry person. I'm a look at a roster and see how it's performing and what are the underlying factors between a team's slump and a team who's doing really well. And you look at the difference with the Yankees last year and the Yankees this year, and yes, they brought in new people, but the vibes are high. And winning does that. Winning certainly does that. But it's a culture thing inside the clubhouse. And it starts from Aaron Judge. And the teachings that he had back with Mike Batesole at Fresno State, and the team first, and lift up your teammates, and care more about your teammate than yourself. And Aaron Boone says that this group cares about each other. That's something that the Mets need to do, need to work on, need to figure out. And they can throw all the money at Juan Soto that they want. But if Juan Soto, what he wants is rings. Scott Boras said it. He is chasing rings. He doesn't want to just be the highest paid player. And he's a loyal guy. I mean, you remember when he was traded from the Nationals to the Padres, and when he was brought in and told that he was being traded, he cried. He went to the Padres, and he struggled initially. And I talked to so many people within the Padres organization that said the change and the shakeup and being traded in season and being traded by the Nationals, the team that had drafted him, the only team he had known, really hurt Soto to his core. So I think that it's going to really be hard if he likes it as a New York Yankee and he likes that team and he gels with that team, which all signs point to yeses on all of those fronts. It's going to take It would take a significant amount of money for him to go across town to the Mets.
But you know, Heidi, you know, I love that mentality of he really wants the rings. But then on the other hand, you have Scott Boras, who won't settle for anything less than the top dollar.
Well, Scott Boras is the agent, and Scott Boras does present arguments to the player and to the teams that are recruiting the player. But in the end, it's going to be Soto's choice. And in the end, Boras is also, look what happened with Bryce Harper, right? Bryce Harper's a Scott Boras client. And yes, he made a huge amount of money with Philly, but he's not one of the highest players in baseball. Bryce Harper wanted years more so than the AAV, right? He wanted to put down roots and establish himself as the face of a new franchise once he realized that Washington wasn't going to be that place. And he's done that in Philly. Philly is Bryce. Bryce is Philly. Like, that's his team, right? They have a lot of other great players on that team, and they're performing really well. But that was a Scott Boras, Bryce Harper narrative that they made together. And that, from my experience with Scott and with his centurion players that he calls them, the once-in-a-century type players, like Juan Soto is, that's what he's going to sit down with Soto and say, where do you want your legacy to be? And probably similar to Aaron Judge, he's going to have the best legacy in New York, but there's going to be a lot of people coming calling for him, especially after the season he's had. So we'll see. It'll be fun to watch, right?
No doubt, no doubt. A couple more questions. I know I've got to let you go. You're very busy right now, waiting to leave.
But waiting to fly.
Yeah.
Not so busy with the flight delay right now.
but Heidi, you know, there's a couple questions. First of all, with the Yankees, we know how, you know, good they are right now. But the one thing that's been criticized about the New York Yankees is regular season, they're dominant. And in the playoff time, they are just not as good. Whether it's, you know, the offense is going up against elite pitching and they just can't hit, or the pitching is just not as good. Clay Holmes is still questionable. Even though he's been dominant this season, people still question Clay Holmes. Give me the toughest team coming out of the AL that's going to prevent the Yankees from getting to the World Series?
Oh, gosh. Toughest team coming out of the AL. It's hard to say right now because the Baltimore Orioles have been performing really well. They're in the Yankees division. They're young. But they didn't do well in the postseason last year either. The Cleveland Guardians have been surging. The Mariners don't have the offense. They've got the pitching. They don't have the offense right now. I mean, who's going to give the Yankees the most grief? I mean, look at last postseason. Did anyone expect the Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers to be the World Series teams, even heading into the postseason? Absolutely not. It's whoever gets hot. That's the hardest part about the postseason. And it's the Dodgers' problem. It's the Yankees' problem. They build these behemoths. They win 106, 7, 8, 9, 10 games in the regular season, and then they go and get knocked out in the postseason because their top hitters get cold or whatever. But I think what both of these rosters have done is build depth, and I know the Yankees have more of it in their roster than the Dodgers right now in terms of the depth of their lineup offensively, so you're not relying on one or two guys that could potentially get cold in the postseason. But you just never know when you run into postseason pitching what you're going to get. But what you do know right now is that the Yankees have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. Clay Holmes has been great this year. You hope for help for the bullpen. And their lineup is the murderer's row right now. So you hope they can carry it into the postseason. You think they can carry it into the postseason with the resume on the back of these guys' baseball cards. And I think they will. I mean, it's just one of those things. And Juan Soto is a guy who seems to be built for the postseason. He's a guy whose like heartbeat slows down in the big moments, right? He plays better in the big moments. So having him in the middle of your order is going to be a big, a big bust. Plus for the Yankees in the postseason.
Yeah, no, I've said that too, that it's funny. The biggest name, besides Juan Soto, that actually performs best in the playoffs is Giancarlo Stanton, and he's been having he's had a great bounce-back season. The one person that I've always questioned about in the playoffs has been Aaron Judge. He really hasn't performed as well as you wanted him to, so hopefully he could turn it around. Is there any shot in hell, Heidi? Is there any chance for Mets fans listening that they could sneak into a playoff spot like the Arizona Diamondbacks did last year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think this team has had like a come to Jesus moment in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it couldn't really get much worse than it's been. And they've got a good roster. They've got a talented roster. I like Carlos Mendoza. I believe in his ability to galvanize that clubhouse and get him going in the right direction. And, you know, maybe everything that happened with Jorge Lopez, the big wake up to the team, like, hey, we need to be looking out for each other more. We need to have each other's backs. We need to, you know, we need to play as a team and not as a group of individuals here. Maybe, you never know. They're going on this overseas trip right now to take on the Phillies in London. Maybe it's a little bonding experience overseas. Who knows? But they're on the cusp. And right now in the National League, I mean, there's four teams over 500, and the Cubs are currently sitting at 500 in the entire National League right now. So it's a wide open race. And it's ready for anyone to step in and have a hot couple of weeks, a hot stretch heading into the All-Star break, make a couple moves at the trade deadline, and catch fire heading into the heading into the end of the season. You saw it with Arizona last year, a young, dynamic core that just caught fire and never stopped until they got to the World Series. So I don't think that you can count the Mets out at this point. I know New Yorkers are, though, but I tend to be the optimistic West Coaster out here.
Heidi, I'm very optimistic because I'm a diehard Mets fan. We need some positivity here. And if there's any chance of Juan Soto coming here, the Mets need to turn their act together, because it doesn't make a difference which free agent it is, whether it's Juan Soto, whether it's another free agent that the Mets are looking for. You have to make this product look attractive. And recently, it's looked a lot better. And players like Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor have started to step it up. So it's on the up and up, hopefully. Now, Heidi, one last question. Heidi Watney again with us, Friday Night Baseball, Apple TV Plus, 7 o'clock, Yankees, Dodgers. You're probably going to be back for either the Braves, Yankees at the 21st or the Mets, Astros, I'm assuming. There's a couple. You guys are coming back all the time.
So I'm going to be back for both of those.
Let's go.
Do you have an extra room in your apartment? Because I'm pretty much in New York the whole month. It'll be great.
You can hang out with a dog, because I don't know that between the kids and the wife, I don't think I have any more room.
I feel you on that one. Yeah. We're going to be here this Friday. We'll be back for that Braves series, and then we'll be back for the Mets and Astros at the end of the season. But this Friday, I just want to get out there. If you go to my X account, I'll post another one tomorrow morning. But if you go to my X account, you can see from last Friday, if you haven't tried Apple TV Plus, there's a 2-month free trial on @HeidiWatney on X, formerly known as Twitter. Check us out. We're not blacked out anywhere across the entire globe. You can watch us. We're going to have umpire cam fired up Friday night, which is really a cool view, especially you're going to see Yoshinobu Yamamoto stuff coming in from all directions. It's going to be great. We're going to have a mic'd up player on the broadcast, still waiting to hear who it is. We're going to have Xavier Scruggs, who's one of our pregame hosts. Pregame is going to be on site. He's going to be around the cage while the Dodgers are taking BP, providing you some inside content. So it's going to be good stuff. That pregame show will start at 6:30 Eastern on Friday. So join us. It'll be great.
It's fantastic. And to be honest with you, I love that it's easy to rewind, fast forward. And like, if you can, because sometimes, listen, we're busy. Sometimes you don't catch it right away. It's easy to go back and find stuff. And the stats you guys put up consistently, it really is a great watch, and you guys have done a great job with it, and you make it easy for people to find, which is fantastic. Heidi, one more question for you, because I feel like I would miss an opportunity here. Caitlin Clark is a huge buzz in the sports world right now. WNBA is getting a lot of popularity, or a lot of eyes on them, a lot of attention. I come from an MMA background. I love the UFC. I love, you know, I honestly love watching all athletes perform, and I've been watching for years women highlight championship fights, pay-per-view fights, and not get the buzz as Caitlin Clark is getting. Baseball, it's not there yet. You're getting some managers, you're getting some, you know, obviously the analysts and play-by-play announcers and whatnot. You've been there for a while in the media, but the development with women in baseball as far as these other positions of impact on the field aren't there yet. first of all, give me your thoughts on Caitlin Clark as a whole and the attention WNBA is getting. And then, is MLB planning to be able to do something, whether it's a softball league or something else, to create for women something, a league that they are going to be able to be competitive and bring more attention to them?
You know, we'll start with Caitlin Clark, because unless you live under a rock, you certainly know who she is. Look, yes. I love what she did with women's college basketball in bringing attention. The battle between her and Angel Reese was just something that you had to tune into. You had to find out what the latest chapter was, what was going on. And I love that when people attack Angel Reese for, you know, doing the Caitlin Clark motion or being too aggressive, Caitlin will defend her and say, I do that too. This is women's sports. We're not all out here, you know, just we're not soft. We're tough. And we are out here to perform, and we're going to hit check, and we're going to do all that stuff. And everyone that gets up in arms because Caitlin's being bullied on the court, she's not up in arms over it. She seems to be just fine with it, which I applaud her. I applaud her for the platform that she has brought to women's basketball, to now the WNBA and previously to the N2A. I applaud her for how she stands up and defends the entire league and to even defends the people she's going against. Because, look, you may be enemies on the court, but you're all working together for a common goal and purpose and highlighting women's sports and bringing more notoriety to your sport. So she's been fantastic, and I think she's just such a great pillar for that sport. In terms of women in baseball, look, I was a part of the first all-female broadcast. I was just doing the pregame show, which I feel like is a lot easier than doing the in-game broadcast. I think that Melanie Newman and Sarah Langs and what they have done and the Jenny Kavanaughs of the world and in bringing that kind of expertise to the sport and showing that women can have that kind of expertise and can stand up there, and it doesn't, all your insiders and your analysts and your play-by-plays don't have to be men. In terms of playing on the field, I know that you've got a few more players like Monet Davis, who took the Little League World Series by storm, and I know she's doing some stuff behind the scenes for MLB, not behind the scenes, on camera for MLB now as well. And Jenny Finch has always been out there pioneering women in softball and doing a lot of stuff with MLB and that, right? And they're doing, you know, they're making strides. Are they making as big a stride as Caitlin Clark and WNBA? Maybe not quite as big, but I know there's a big push for women in baseball and bringing more women around the sport, and the Balkoviches and all the coaches that are coming into the sport and being given opportunities. And I applaud Kim Ng for standing up and saying, look, if you're going to bring in someone above me, I'm going to just leave because that's not right. I've done my job and I've done it well, and I deserve to be the decision maker in the organization. So it's there. It's there. It's slowly but surely making its way through. And the more people who are successful, like Jenny Kavanaugh is with the Oakland A's broadcast, then the more doors are going to open. And I only hope that I can do my job well so little girls can see me on the field and say that they want to do that someday, because I've really enjoyed my time working in baseball, covering it from both a studio perspective and an on-field perspective. I love being on the field, though, because I love talking to players and telling their stories. That's the biggest thing for me.
No, it's been a fantastic journey to watching you grow from MLB Network and now on the field with Apple TV. It's been awesome, and it just I've always telling all the kids, like, again, I'm father. I don't have any girls, but I have nieces, and I have seen a ton of people in the little leagues across the area that I live in, that the softball leagues are growing, and I'm just happy to see it. I'm like, you know, there's going to be major opportunity for these kids in the near future. Don't give up. Don't just quit baseball or softball early because you don't think there's anything. No, see your future. There's going to be tons of opportunities because of women like you. So thank you very much for everything you do, Heidi.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Well, listen, again, I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything. I took you way too long, but again, I don't think you're going anywhere just yet. But listen, we'll be looking forward. Apple TV. This Friday Night Baseball, Heidi Whiteney will be there. You better be there. You better be watching. If you're not at the ballpark, you better be watching on Apple TV Plus. Thank you again for your time.
Yeah, if nothing else, if you've never checked out one of our games on Apple TV Plus, tune in for 5 minutes. The picture quality is unparalleled across anything you've seen in sports. It is true 4K, it is crystal clear, and it's amazing to see.